This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, on location at the Brunswick High Fieldhouse. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good, Coach. It's rivalry week for us.
It's Glenn Academy week, and we're going to get into them here later in the podcast. Coach, we go up to – we got Effingham last week. They come to Glenn County Stadium. Pretty much a must-win situation for Brunswick, and we win 41-13 in a game that we really needed.
Oh, definitely needed that game for multiple reasons, and I like the style, the way we won it. We came out, we out-physicaled them, Kip, and that was something we talked about all week long, and we were able to get the job done, in the run game. And we're also efficient in the pass game, most efficient we've been all year.
Coach, your offensive line came out last Friday night. They took control of the ball game and kind of set the tone for everything we did on offense. Had some injuries we had to deal with, but the offensive line set the tone. Your thoughts on them?
Oh, absolutely. They set the tone. We wanted to establish the running game early, and we did with both Jacoby and Ree taking turns running the football. And then the offensive line just created the holes, made things happen. And, we had a little, we had one of our linemen, Xavier Ramsey was injured throughout the majority of the week, and he had a pretty bad ankle sprain. But the way he gutted it out and performed just set the mindset for our offensive line. The way he toughened it out just kind of, I think, that helped give us a spark.
Yeah, you mentioned spark. Because what does that mean when you have a senior that guts out a performance like that? And what does that say to your young kids in the program?
Well, you hope it says, hey, this thing is important. It's extremely important to this kid. And when you have a team concept, we have that all about the family. And we're trying to, everything is a team. If one guy does something, then we all do it. And that aspect, that guy's playing with guts, and we all play with guts.
Coach, those two sophomore running backs, Hill and Simmons, the Wolf Pack, as they are affectionately known now around these parts, they're gaining quite a little cult following around here, and they're starting to get some headlines. But these kids are complete program kids, and I just like what I see out of them.
Oh, I do, and that Wolfpack also includes their two backup running backs that you don't see too often. You got seven at the end of the game, and they both ran the ball hard when they had a chance. But they got the same mentality. Little Pat Leggett and Leon Charlton are our two JV Wolf Packers, or Wolf Pups, we should call them the Pup Pack, I guess.
The Pups.
The Pups. But they're all the same age. They're all sophomores, and they do a good – and they're program kids. They'll do anything that you ask them to do. Like right now, Leon is mostly asked to block, and he don't get as many carries as maybe Pat does with the younger ones. And then same thing with Ree and Jacoby right now. I think Ree gets probably a little bit more passes thrown to him. He does run the ball really efficient, but Kobe's the one that's been getting majority of the carries.
Coach, we don't have a big senior class this year, but I'm starting to see leaders develop in that sophomore and junior class that's going to set us up for future endeavors.
There are, and there are some seniors that we do have that are helping that. And what I'm hoping starts to transpire is these sophomores and juniors that you're talking about that are starting to show some leadership are looking at the seniors that are doing right and the seniors that are buying into the concept that we're trying to preach to them and have that, well, we call it a championship mindset, and we're trying to make sure that they adhere to those followings instead of the ones that are selfish and complain because they don't get the football or they're not getting the playing time or not playing the position they want to play. You got too much of that in today's day and age. So those younger guys are starting to follow the right ones. Hopefully this leadership program we're doing is starting to take effect.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your quarterback play last week, pretty good against Effingham County. Both quarterbacks played well, but Mountain came in to start the game, and he was very efficient and got some things in the passing game. Talk about his play.
He was. This is the most efficient he's been all year. His completion percentage was extremely high. So was KJ's when KJ got in the second half. But both those guys played really well. Mountain, I'm very proud of his passing efficiency, because it was the best it's been all season.
Coach, wide receivers, you've been on those guys all year about making plays. And last Friday night, we had a 50-yard touchdown pass and a 74-yard touchdown pass, and that had to be a welcome sight to you.
No, without a doubt. But both those were huge plays by the receiver. Well, one was a receiver, the other one was a running back out of the backfield. But, you know, we were waiting. Tyrese Jones has the ability to make big plays. He makes them in practice a lot. He just hasn't made one yet in the game. He made some big catches in the game, but not one where he actually broke out and was able to show that he has some speed and that he can be a playmaker. So it was nice to see him do that as well. We also had a big touchdown call back by another receiver we had that Che Foy broke out a long one. That was a penalty that was called back. But the receiving core did better. You know, we still had a few drops that we need to get better there. But overall, it was definitely a good performance by them.
Coach, you talk a lot about being balanced on offense. Last week, 254 yards rushing, 212 yards passing. That's the balance you're looking for. But specifically, as you talk about the passing game, how do you want to see that evolve the last couple of games of the season?
Well, I want to see better efficiency. That's something that we talk about a lot. The less drops and less bad reads by the quarterbacks, you know, and getting the ball off quicker. I mean, and that just comes with just defensive recognition, comes with experience. It comes with just getting the reps and trusting what you see. And because our guys, when we're breaking down film and we're watching it, they can sit here and they can tell you everything to do. It's just actually going out and applying what you know. That transition sometimes is easier said than done.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, defensively, we had a big, huge bounce-back game. And then we pretty much controlled the line of scrimmage against Effingham. They hit a couple of pass plays. But for the most part, our defense played very, very well. We needed that region win.
Well, look all year, Kip. Every game that our defense has played extremely well in, we've won. You know, and that's very important. And when the defense comes out and plays well, it really helps. That's what helps motivate the offense to score the points. But, you know, defense setting up good field position, you know, maybe get some turnovers here and there. But coming out and playing physical, we talked in the beginning that one of the goals for us to do was out physical. We talked about how we out physical them in the run game, but we also were able to do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. Our kids were flying around and we were hitting those boys. And by the end of the second half, Effingham was ready to call it quits.
Coach, speaking of physical play, AJ Wilson's starting to bounce back from that shoulder kind of injury he had earlier in the season. And he's starting to lay the lumber.
Yeah, he had a player of the week type game, and he made some beautiful hits. And one of them, he almost got flagged on, which was
that was awful.
It was silly. He should have. He was a great hit. He timed it up perfect, and made a phenomenal hit. And it was pretty just the way the contact was. But he came back and he did it like two more times. With some great hits. He got the quarterback one time pretty good, snapped his head back on a good physical shot, and then he also hit the running back on a speed sweep. He also saved us on not a big hit, but just a great play on a screen that they had a chance to bust it, and he was able to split a double team and get his hands on the receiver and hold them long enough for the cavalry to get there. So what a great game he had, along with Buckley. You talk about toughness. Buckley had a shoulder injury in the first half that didn't look like he was going to recover from, but he wanted to play again, another senior region game. Knew that this game meant we win it, we're going to make the playoffs. He got his butt back out there in the second half and he performed. So definitely proud of Ryan Buckley and then Devin Lafayette. He did what he does. He is consistent. We talk about his name every week, and he had another tremendous game. So behind the great physical play and toughness of those three players, our defense really swarmed and played well. And it was also a welcome back sight to have Freddie Towns back in the lineup and Mike McGee, because both those guys did a phenomenal job in coverage.
Coach, Devin Lafayette, region player, the defensive player of the year in the region, is there a possibility there?
We still have two region games to play yet, but I know his name has to be considered in the conversation. I think he's well worth it. This game coming up here Friday night might determine who's the best safety in the region between Devin Lafayette and the Byron Bacon boy from Glenn. So this is going to be a big matchup, even though they don't go against each other, but they both play the same position and they're going for the same accolades. And I don't mean accolades just in awards. I'm talking about colleges.
Right. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, defensive line, a group that's kind of undersized, but a group that works hard and they get better and better every week. And this Friday night, we got to have probably the game of his career from one Mr. Justin Acra.
Yeah, Justin Acra is definitely the leader of that defensive line. And he's consistently doing a good job. But, you got Caleb that's starting to come on. He's doing a good job there. And, you've got the two defensive ends also with Wilkerson at one end, and now we have Butler at the other end, and both those guys can cause havoc as well.
Rosenbaum, Coach.
He plays DN too. He's unsung.
He's unsung. If there's an unsung hero award, he's got to be a contender for it on this defense. He makes a lot of plays for you.
He does. Not just the defense, the team in general. On special teams, when he's in there, he does a good job. He's a hard-nosed kid who always does his job, and he does it pretty well. Never complains. He's harder on himself than anybody else on our team. He really gets upset with himself when he doesn't perform at the level he thinks he should. But Zane, he does a great job for us. I'm very proud of him.
Coach, your defensive staff. I can't praise your defensive coaching staff enough. Just coming off the season that we had last year where everybody was, that – it's got a computer keyboard, was typing about defensive play last year. This staff, I'm really, really proud of the staff you've assembled. And just talk about them, their work ethic, this schematic approach, and just the kids seem to love them.
Well, the thing that we do, the schematics are the schematics. Yeah. You know, you do what you do, and we do it pretty well, but it's the chemistry. The chemistry is the important factor, and that's just what we were missing last year, that with we had to get fixed, and that was something we recognized, and we were able to do different things with different roles that helped out. Thomas Tedder, who's now our defensive coordinator, you know, he's had some head coach experience. He knows how to manage coaches as well. So that was something that was very important, having in a defensive coordinator and able to use, and this is what our defensive staff does well, they use each other to build on one another, and they learn from each other. You know, so when they're in there and you're breaking down the film and you're setting up and doing your responsibilities, one, everyone does the responsibility and does it on time. That's the entire staff. And that's something that's huge. As the staff does that, and then we get together and we talk about everything. And, you know, like you look at William Pinnell on the back end, and he does a really good job of orchestrating that back end along with Willie Bolden. Those two work well together and they get it done. And then Coach Tedder listens to what they have to say, and he marries that into what the defense is going to do. And then Tedder also listens to Brian Edwards and Butts about the front end, and they kind of get that together, and then we just orchestrate it together, and it's teamwork, and that's how you win in any ball game.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, you know who we're playing this week. You're well aware. Rate this rivalry. You know, this is a big, big game for Glynn County. Where would you rank this rivalry amongst some of the other rivalries, football rivalries you've been around in your coaching career?
Well, on the large scale, you know, you got the Wintersville with Lowndes with Lowndes and Valdosta. Yeah. That's the biggest one. I haven't been in North Georgia, so I really can't compare it to the North Georgia rivals because I don't see them as much. But I know those Region 1 rivalries are pretty tough, and you know, like with Moultrie also with Valdosta, that's not Lowndes and Valdosta, but it's huge. But when you talk about the rivalries, honestly, at a bigger scale, under that is the Brunswick Glen. You know, that rivalry is huge. It's a city. It's even you win a championship. You win one. You go 1-9 and win a championship. If you do this, that has a championship title to it. It's the city championship, and that's something that they play for belts here. I mean, it's you're going for a actual trophy or an award in this, which is huge. The community comes out to support this game. There's people that that won't come to any other game, but yeah, they're going to make sure they're at this one. And so this rivalry is huge. I would say out of all the games that I've been a part of in high school football, just underneath the Valdosta and Lowndes rivalry, I would say this is the next biggest.
There is a championship belt, and I can guarantee you this, Coach. If we come out on top Friday night, I will be
wearing it.
Friday night at various watering holes in Glenn County. You can go ahead and set the clock by that, and you'll be with me.
Man. So, well, we got to go out and take care of business Friday night. I think if we do got to not let the game be bigger than what it is, you know, and play our game, do what we're supposed to do, play sound, and don't make mistakes, we'll have a good opportunity.
This is your third edition, Coach, of the city championship. What have you learned in the two previous years that you've been here in regards to this game?
These kids are going to play hard. You know, last year I know we were outmatched, big time outmatched, and it was the toughest our kids played the entire year. So I do think that we're going to grit it out. I think both teams are going to get after each other pretty hard. And, you know, what I have found in the previous 2 years is the team that makes less mistakes. The team that makes less mistakes will end up winning this ballgame.
This is a series of streaks, Coach. You look at this overall series record. It's one team rolls out 3, 4, 5 victories in a row. And then, you know, the other team does the same thing. It's got a lot to do with talent cycles, a lot to do with a lot of that kind of stuff. But I feel good about our kids this week. I mean, you're out here with them. What kind of week of practice have we had?
We're working. We're getting better. I mean, as the week progresses, the practices get better.
Yes.
You know, and that's what happened to us last week also. But as it gets in, we just got to make sure we keep the focus on what the focus is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about this game and not the trash talking in the media and all the other hoopla that goes around with a rivalry game. If we just focus on doing our jobs and doing our assignments, the game will take care of itself.
Coach, I played in this rivalry when I was a youngster. How do you channel the emotions of game day? Because everybody's fired up. You want to hit anything red that moves. And how do you manage the emotions prior to the kickoff, especially on game day?
You have to keep it low all the way until the kickoff. Yeah. You have to keep them in check. And when you do that and you're capable of doing that without just getting too fired up too early, you're allowed to do that explosion at one time, and then that explosion will last a lot longer. You know, I always, you know, when I'm talking to the players, I compare it to just, you know, you're mad at something or whatever. If you go out and you vent by words, or you vent by writing something down, I guess words on a keyboard nowadays, if you do stuff like that, then you kind of get it out of your system. And yeah, when it's out of your system, you're not as mad or driven as you once were before you actually got that out to express it. So I want them to hold that in and relax, and then right when it's time to use it, then let it explode, which is not good in a relationship. You know, you want to talk it out in a relationship, but when it comes to your enemy and wanting to destroy them, you want to make sure you have all your ammo ready to go for that battle.
I remember one time back years ago, Coach John Willis told me personally, he said, Kip, those guys that you're playing against Friday night, which was the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, y'all might do the same things, but they think they're a little bit better than you guys. They go to Disney World, they stay in the 5-star hotels and eat filet mignon. You go to Disney World and y'all stay in Days Inn. Your daddy's works at the mill, and y'all get Cokes and sandwiches out of the cooler. And I want you to go out there and remember that Friday night. That's what he used to tell us.
But he's not lying, you know, except the fact that our kids don't even get to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
We go to Orlando and get to go to the City Walk, and yeah, we go to the free stuff, watch all that. But yeah, yeah, no, exactly. that is kind of true, and they do think they're a little bit better over there on that side. I mean, as a whole. But in the past several years, that's, you know, every time we're around them, they're holding up their fingers, and now they're holding up 6 fingers. You know,
yes,
saying
they
that,
are, and I saw it.
Yes,
yeah,
they're holding up 6 fingers. But at the end of Friday night, we hope to be holding up 1.
Yep. This is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this game is the talk of the town. Going to see the best crowd we've seen all football season. There's a bunch of hoopla around the game. And just talk about what that's going to mean to your kids to look up in those visiting stands Friday night to see it mostly full in blue and gold.
Well, I'm sure that's going to mean something big because a lot of these kids, you know, they're going to see all their friends or family members. Some family members are coming in from out of town. They're going to see alumni. That's going to be there. It's going to be the biggest student section that we have all year. And it's just going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a great crowd. And you're going to see two teams really getting after each other, playing extremely hard. And you know, you just can't look. I can't wait for this to happen. I'm ready for our kids to go ahead and suit up now.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Coach, any last comments before we sign off today as it relates to this football game? They don't like us, and we don't like them. I don't mean to be crass or be mean about it. That's just the way it is. I mean, I don't want to lose to them in anything, dominoes, go fish, anything. But they've had their way with us lately, and I'm hoping we change that Friday night.
They have, and we remind our kids of that a little bit. And, you know, just, look, we're going to go out and we're going to put our best foot forward. We're working extremely hard of doing the best that we can do. But, you know, we're talking to our kids about, let's not do the talking with our mouths. Let's do it with our pads. Let's do it with our actions. And let's go out and give this community the show that they deserve to have.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!